Recently, I had an event in New York City. I had hundreds of people come, and I brought actual real couples up on stage and did a mini podcast right there in front of everyone. It was awesome, and I'm very pleased to announce that I'm doing two more events. I want to let you know about it before anyone else knows. June 1st, I'm going to be in Philadelphia. June 4th in Boston. If you want tickets, you can get them at iwt.com/Philly and iwt.com/Boston. Between now and May 3rd, you can use the pre-sale code RICHLIFE to get tickets. Again, June 1st, I'll see you in Philly, and June 4th in Boston, iwt.com/Philly and iwt.com/Boston. You know, money doesn't have to be boring. I get a lot of questions of people who have set up their accounts, who have money being saved, and they're like, what now? What's next? How am I supposed to design my rich life? That is why I created The Journal. The Journal is something you can do either on your own or with a partner. Imagine yourself 15 minutes in the morning, you have a cup of steaming tea, and you're sitting down following the prompts that help you envision what your rich life is. What's your perfect week? What's your perfect month, year? This journal is designed as a no-numbers journal. It's not technical, but it's going to help you understand what you truly value and also what you don't care about. I recommend you pick up a copy of this journal. You can do it solo or with a partner, and it will help you design your rich life. Get it at any bookstore now.
I was tired of living the way I was living with, like, the secrets, I guess, and the guilt. And I went to bed stressed. I woke up stressed. During the day, I was stressed thinking about money. That has all definitely changed.
Tell me.
For the better. By Thursday, I'll have zero credit card debt.
What is that going to mean for you?
The world is the first time I've said it, like, out loud, period, to anyone. Like, not even, like, my therapist I've talked about that with that much. This isn't that scary. We can do this. Like, the language is still the same. But I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
Finally, you know, we're here, we're queer, ain't got nothing to fear.
Welcome to my special update with Drew from my Netflix show, How to Get Rich. You're going to find out what has changed since he appeared on the show. So if you haven't already finished it, please go do that right now. Now, all I knew about Drew when I met him was his name and I had seen his financials. I didn't know anything else. And the producers had me show up in front of a bar and I was waiting outside. I heard the music playing. I said, okay, cool. I walk inside. There's a bunch of people sitting around having drinks. Cool. I said, this is a party bar. Great, let's do it. But I didn't know who Drew was. I didn't know anything. Then I heard the music get really loud. Then I saw the dancers come out. I realized, okay, cool. This is a drag bar. But then I realized Drew was one of the dancers. So today you get to find out what has changed since Drew and I talked on the show. Let's watch. Hey, Drew.
Hello.
How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
I cannot complain. I'm very excited to see you.
It's been a minute. Almost, oh my God, almost a year.
I have so many questions. I follow you on social, but I also want to know, like, the intricacies, financial, what was your experience like working together? I want to know it all.
Well, I'm sitting in my condo right now in Chicago, still at the same job. Well, because I think when we were working together, I had switched. I was getting ready to switch.
Yep.
So I'm still at the same place that happened. Doing great. Still loving you. I'm still busy. Still making that money, honey.
Love it.
So there's that, you know, we're almost now at a year being married.
Love it.
The 15th of, 15th of April will be our 1 year anniversary.
Amazing.
They're kind of a bunch of the same old, but also very much not like in the head, you know, especially like, you know, with talking to Mikey about money or planning things and saving things. That has all definitely changed.
Tell me.
For the better. Yeah. So, and just one, I'm making more money. So that's, that always helps.
Yeah.
So like the biggest thing I've been working on this last year, which, you know, I've been working on keeping you up to, is getting rid of that credit card debt. Cause I think that was kind of just the biggest one, the easiest one to fix right away, especially with, you know, just the disgusting interest rates.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, let's get this shit gone. I thought we met next week. So I was going to be like, oh, it's going to be gone. But are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
By Thursday, I'll have zero credit card debt.
Yes, my man. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
It's really fucking cool.
Let's talk about the importance of this, because when we met, that credit card debt was a huge secret. It was like between you and Mikey, and it was causing a lot. Yeah. You guys were getting married. It was like a huge problem. And then you paid it off $200 a week. So $800 a month you put towards that credit card debt. Oh my God. That's insane. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's insane.
What does it feel like to see the end coming by Thursday?
Really good. Like, it's proud. I'm really, really proud of myself for like buckling down.
What is that going to mean for you?
The world.
It's like the credit card debt became part of your mission, part of your identity.
Yeah.
And when you make it that, it becomes a lot easier to put money towards it.
I was like, okay, credit cards, we're not talking anymore. You know, we're on a break. And so I would just like make the payment. So I wasn't really paying attention to the balance so much because I knew it wasn't going up. I knew it was only going down. And then one day I saw, because I think the card was left at like 500. And, you know, I had a good shift at work or a good week. And I was like, I'm knocking this out. I'm like, you know, let's just get her done and put her away. Yeah.
That's awesome. What does Mikey say about it?
Mikey's really, obviously, really excited, really proud. Of course, with him, because he's, you know, type A, always thinking, he's like, okay, great. So next we can work on this.
He wants to go to the next, which is like me. I'm like, okay, great. What's next? And then a lot of people I've learned need to celebrate and take a second and say like, oh my God, look at what I accomplished.
I feel like I'm more part of the team now, which, you know, was not how I felt when we first
started. It's no surprise that you have absolutely crushed that debt. That's awesome.
One thing you notice about people who make huge changes with their life is that they confront it head on. It's quite amazing. You can make dramatic changes in your life when it comes to money, fitness, relationships within 6 months. But you'll notice that the people who do this tend to go all in. And that's exactly what Drew did. Now, of course, we're not all ready to do that. That's fine. There are parts of my life that I'm not going all in on. But I just want you to know that it is indeed possible.
If you ever follow me on Instagram, sometimes you'll see me post about my behind-the-scenes travel experiences, coffee tours, salsa-making classes in Mexico, all kinds of culinary stuff in India. And I'll get a lot of people saying, where do I find that Kyoto notepad maker that you found? And one place you can find that is Viator. In fact, my wife and I used Viator to book a Segway tour where we took a tour of a new city and we had an amazing experience, something we never would have thought of doing on our own. They offer everything from simple tours to extreme adventures. And with over 300,000 bookable experiences in 190 countries, there's something for everybody. Plus, Viator's travel experiences have millions of real travel reviews, so you have the information you need to book the best travel activities for your trip. When you book a travel experience with Viator, there's always flexibility and support with free cancellation, payment options, and 24/7 service. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. One app, over 300,000 travel experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator. I have a friend of mine who's always cold. She told me she and her partner have totally different temperatures when they sleep. She goes to bed in a flannel pajama. She's got extra blankets. Her partner's running hot. So now she recently started testing the pod cover from 8 Sleep, one of our sponsors. Before she goes to sleep, she gets on the app, cranks up the heat, and when she gets into bed at night, it's already warm and waiting for her. The pod cover by 8 Sleep fits on your bed like a fitted sheet, and it collects information. It has sensors. The pod then uses that information to understand what you need to get better sleep. You can set it to heat up or cool down before you get into bed. It also adjusts while you sleep. And you can set it to change temperatures to gently wake you up in the morning. Best part, there are 2 zones. So if you run hot and your partner runs cold, you can each set your side of the bed to exactly how you want it. Improve the way you sleep by using my link at 8sleep.com/Ramit for $200 off plus free shipping on their high-tech Pod 3 cover. That's 8sleep.com/Ramit,
E-I-G-H-T, sleep.com/Ramit, R-A-M-I-T, for a better, smarter sleep.
I think the biggest thing that I'm stuck on, but I've also done the most work on, I think, and taken the most from our work together, is the job search and the job hunt, and just really like getting out of the industry. Like, yeah, it's great that I'm making more money in the industry, but I don't want to be a server for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart to know when you've reached a limit in a certain industry and you're like, look, I could spend the next 10 years trying to eke out an extra 10%, or I can just switch industries. So what's the progress on that? Have you been applying?
I've been applying. You should see, I should send it to you. Like, my resume is like night and day.
That's exactly what you should do. Awesome job sticking with it. So are you actively applying to jobs now?
Actively applying. I've started. And the other thing I've used and twisted. Adapted. The other thing I've adapted is the informational interviews. I've worked with the Chicago Board of Elections doing training. And so really figuring out, could I see myself doing this 9 to 5, Monday through Friday? It's almost like an internship with those, in a way that I can like get that information, but I'm also making money doing it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a deadline for yourself, or is it open-ended right now?
It's open-ended, but obviously it is very much like the sooner the better. Mm-hmm. I'm making decent money now. So it's kind of sometimes easier to be like, I'm good. Summer's great in Chicago for waiting tables. So I'm ready. Like, I can't let myself fall back on that. Well, you're going to make great money this summer. You can wait till the fall to start looking. Like, no, let's just get this done now. So in the fall, I have that, hopefully that, 9 to 5.
One thing that I'm hearing from you, this pattern, is you are going from being reactive to proactive. You were reactive with your money when we first met. Then you got super proactive with paying the debt off, and you saw the results. And my dream for you is to connect that feeling and that behavior with the job search. All right. So you'll keep me updated when you land the next job?
Oh, absolutely. You'll probably be one of the first. You'll probably be like second after Mikey.
Okay, love it. What are you going to do once you start making more money? What are you going to do with the additional income?
I get some more dogs.
Is this a joke? So before, when we first started talking, how much were you making?
I was probably making, I think, 35 a year then.
35,000 a year.
35,000, yeah.
Okay, what are you making now?
And now this year, I just looked. I think it was 50. I was right about 50 this year. $50,000.
What does that feel like?
That felt really good too. Like, and then again, it was kind of like, whoa, where's it been going? And I almost like went back to that old headspace of, well, you're wasting money. You're not doing something. I was like, wait, bitch, you have knocked down $5,000 in credit card debt.
Yeah.
That money hasn't gone nowhere.
Yeah. It went exactly where it needed to go. Like a fire hydrant, it went, or a fire hose, boom, straight to where it needed to go.
Yeah. Now, I feel like since I'm being able to contribute more financially to our trips, I feel like I can help make the calls more and be like, hey, I want to go do this. I want to see that. No, we're going to stay in this hotel because, I want to.
Yeah.
That's what happened. We just spent, a week out in Palm Springs in Joshua Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in the 7 years we've been together, I planned the vacation. Like, I found our Joshua Tree RV. We stayed with friends in Palm Springs. So that didn't, but then, I was like, I found like what to do, what sites mm-hmm. to see. Like, that was a combo. Like, obviously he found some cool stuff too. But like, for the most part, it was like, I took charge for most of the trip. I think I'm finally accepting. And, again, 7 years later, that Mikey and I are a team. And this money at this point is, yes, exactly. It's our money.
That is cool. Didn't you do that on the honeymoon? I remember you sent me a message like you were going to surprise Mikey with something on your honeymoon.
Yeah, we did jet skiing.
Awesome.
I was like, okay, I'm going to plan something for the day.
Yeah.
And we did it, and it was super cool.
It's amazing, after 7 years, that you are uncovering this new layer of your relationship. I think that to me is the coolest part of the whole thing. You uncovered your own new layer. I can do this. I can make more. I can dedicate the money towards this and crush this debt in a year. And then also the coolest part is you're discovering this layer of your own relationship with your husband. Yeah. That's exactly why I did this show. That's why I did it.
I'm glad you did. Help me.
A few years ago, I was at a tea tasting in New York with one of my buddies. I thought it was going to be a normal tea tasting. Suddenly, six people from Japan come in. They pour basically three thimblefuls of tea and we taste it. I've never tasted anything like that. And they tell us, if we were to buy that, just the three thimblefuls, it would be $75. Now, drop for drop, that's the most expensive thing I've ever had to drink. Not all of us have the time or the money to buy that specific tea from that specific mountainside in Japan. But what if you could capture that feeling of the care and the love, even the way that they served it to us? What if you could bring that to your home every morning? Well, I want to introduce you to one of our newest sponsors, Peak Tea. What makes Peak Tea special is that the tea is cold extracted using only wild harvested leaves from 250-year-old tea leaves. That makes the tea rich in minerals and other beneficial compounds. Now, the greatest part is that Peak Tea is zero prep. There's no tea bag that you have to steep for the perfect amount of time. Peak dissolves in cold or hot water in seconds. It's already pre-measured, it's perfectly brewed, and it's perfect to take if you travel. My team's been trying Peak Tea, and they especially love the Pu'er green teas. For a limited time, get up to 15% off and a free quiver with 12 tea samples with my link, peaklife.com/Ramit. That's peaquelife.com/Ramit, R-A-M-I-T. I get tons of email every single day, and I want to give you a behind-the-scenes look at how I manage emails from my team, from my family, and from you. I use a piece of software called Superhuman, and this is an email software that I actually pay for out of my own pocket. It works with your existing email service like Gmail or Outlook, and let me share how it saves me over 10 hours a week. So here are a few things I love about it. First off, it splits my inbox into different streams, so my important emails come into one place. It's not cluttered with a bunch of subscriptions everywhere. Next, I use keyboard shortcuts, unlike you barbarians who literally click and peck through every single email. U to mark it unread, S to star it, J or K to cycle through messages. I use keystrokes to schedule messages, like when I want to ask one of my coworkers a question, but I don't want to send them an email on a Saturday. Now, I can work through dozens of emails in minutes using this. And Superhuman just introduced an AI feature, which allows you to take a huge email with all these people chiming in and automatically summarize what's going on in a few bullet points. It'll even draft emails for you. So if you want to buy back your time, Superhuman is a no-brainer to me. It's something I spend my own money on and I love it. Right now, all IWT listeners will get a free month of Superhuman. You can get started at superhuman.com/Ramit. That's superhuman.com/Ramit, R-A-M-I-T.
Well, I know you remember. I may have gotten scolded about having a savings account for my dog.
Yes, I remember that.
For me.
I've been waiting to ask you about that. Tell me, please.
Well, you're going to love this part.
Okay.
Daddy is taking some money back.
Yes.
And we are starting a Roth IRA for me with $2,000 seed money.
Yes!
From the Gigi account.
Amazing. I mean, I love you, Gigi, but Drew, you need that retirement account. That's awesome.
I'm gonna live longer than her, so I need it more.
That's good. Listen, I'm not gonna say anything more because I have a lot of people who watch this who love dogs, and I don't need to get of all the people who can get mad at me, I really do not need dog owners coming after me. So
oh, gosh,
love you, love dogs. but I'm especially happy that you're getting your investment account going. Now that you know the game, you start to see these connections. Like the fact that you paid that credit card debt off so aggressively and you saw results. Now, when you start to do the same thing with your investments and you start to see compounding, but just in the positive direction, you go, oh my God, I understand the game. That's how you win.
Just a quick side note on this. I have a friend of mine who told me how she loves spending on her dog, but she struggles to spend on herself. I was like, what are you talking about? And then later I posted this thing that said, normalize spending as much on yourself as you do on your dog, which went totally viral. So that is dedicated to my friend Monique. But you see this with tons of people. I've had moms on this show who will start crying about how they cannot spend on themselves because they feel so guilty, but they will spend anything on their children. I've had dads who are on this show and they describe themselves as providers. But when I ask them, what is your rich life for yourself? They're completely stumped. It's totally fine to be generous. It's even great to have that as a money dial, but not to the exclusion of yourself. Your rich life can be spending generously on other people. That's totally fine, even laudable, but not to the exclusion of spending on yourself.
Do you use the conscious spending plan in your like money conversations or at all? If not, that's also okay, but I'm just curious.
We keep talking about it. First, it was the new job and trying to settle in. And then the same thing again with the struggle has been with my job, the ebb and flow, like, you know, July to December is fantastic. But then this last 3 months has been, you know, so like
it's very
conscious spending. It doesn't go out the window, but it kind of like gets thrown off.
Let me offer a little bit of feedback. If you don't use it, that's okay with me. Okay. Not everybody successful with money has to use a conscious spending plan, but let me suggest a couple of things where I think it might be helpful for you right now. If you buy too much, it becomes something where you are now letting the tail wag the dog. In other words, every month you're sitting there writing a check for 300, 400, 500, whatever. And you go, why can't we go on this vacation? Why can't we eat out? So it really pays to get it right. So that's where I think a CSP can come in handy.
You sound exactly like my husband, because that's pretty much everything he's already done. So you'd be giving him his gold sticker right now. Like,
well,
he's already kind of done all that.
The key is I want you to be on board. My dream, which you've already started to do, it's awesome, is for you to go to Mikey and be like, hey, you know what? I ran a few calculations. I don't know, maybe I made a couple mistakes here or there, but here's how I'm seeing it. What do you think about that? And then you take Mikey's budget, you go, Mikey, fuck these numbers. You don't even calculate the TCO correctly. Get this out of here. Now, from now on, we're using my numbers. Just make sure you throw up a camera on that so I can get a copy of that.
Oh, absolutely.
I was watching this masterclass with director Ron Howard, and he was talking about how he has a checklist for his movies. He's asking himself, are the characters interesting? Are they reactive or proactive? Is it a page turner? And the funny thing is, we do something similar for this very show. This podcast, we have our own checklist. Do we have great guests? Is there a great story? Does it have a beginning, middle, and the end with stakes? And if you think about it, we are learning a lot from people like Ron Howard. Imagine if you could apply the lessons from the world's greatest instructors. Ron Howard, the creator of French Laundry, Chris Voss, Negotiation, and you could apply it to your own life. How much would it cost? Probably cost thousands of dollars just to take a one-on-one class if you could even get it. But with a Masterclass annual membership, it's $10 a month. You get unlimited access to one-on-one classes with over 180 Masterclass instructors, like how to negotiate a raise with Chris Voss or how to manage your relationships with Esther Perel. You also, of course, get Thomas Keller from the famous French Laundry. And this holiday season, if you give one annual membership, you will get one free at masterclass.com/Ramit. Right now, you can get two memberships for the price of one at masterclass.com/Ramit. Masterclass.com/Ramit. Offer terms apply. One of my money dials is generosity. For example, I love tipping big. I love buying gifts and experiences for my family. And recently, I bought my parents a subscription to Delete Me, this episode's sponsor. Delete Me is a subscription service that will remove your personal information that's being sold online. If you've ever Googled your name, you'll notice tons of search results with your personal information being shared online. That's not okay. It's not okay for you. It's definitely not okay for your family, including your parents. Now, Delete Me will remove it all. Your name, address, phone number, all of it. It automatically works in the background to scan and delete your personal information from over 30 data brokers, but they'll do custom requests on over 580 data brokers total. The thing is, identity theft is a real issue. An estimated 15 million Americans had their identity stolen in 2021. We've had a number of people on this very show who were victims of identity theft, and often it put them into tens of thousands of dollars of credit card debt, and it ruined their credit. That's why I find Delete Me so valuable. It's a service that I personally use, and I love it. They reviewed over 4,600 listings for me and removed dozens of pieces of personal information. I knew it would be important to protect my parents too, but I also knew that they probably wouldn't sign up themselves, so I just got it for them. So if generosity is one of your money dials, great. If you care about your parents at all, if you have ever given them a hug, just sign them up. You know they aren't going to do it for themselves, but you also know that they probably need it. So if you want to get your personal information and the personal information of your loved ones removed from search results on the web, go to joindeleteme.com/Ramit for 20% off a plan for you or your entire family. That's joindeleteme.com/Ramit, R-A-M-I-T, for 20% off.
It's going to take time to become a true partner, but I am 100% confident in Drew, and I'm so proud of what he's accomplished.
What surprised you most about the show?
I think the emotional toll it took on me. Like, just, I think it was funny because it was for a lot of what was we, you and I talked about it, even Mike and I talked about, is the first time I've said it like out loud, period, to anyone. Like, not even like my therapist, I've talked about that with that much. So, you know, I think that was because, like, that end of the first day, I was exhausted. I'm like, all I did was talk. But by the end of it, I was like, I need a drink. Like, I was tired of living the way I was living with, like, the secrets, I guess, and the guilt. And just, I went to bed stressed. I woke up stressed. During the day, I was stressed thinking about money. Like, you know, can I afford this? But then I think also how, once you kind of started me on that path, how easy it was to follow and be like, okay, this isn't that, you know, this isn't that scary. We can do this.
We started internally. You talked a lot about how you felt, and it was very emotional very quickly. And what I loved seeing was you went from that, the internal work, to the external work of, like, I'm going to find out how much exactly I owe. I'm going to start putting money towards it. That debt started to get paid off. And then now you came full circle back to the internal work. Like, you're talking about being a partner. You're talking about feeling like you are contributing and being proud, like, full circle. And that is exactly how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
Well, I was very proud to watch your journey. Looking back on our time together, what was your most memorable moment?
Creating Cass Monet.
That was too good. You really caught me off guard with that one. Tell everyone what that is in case they have not seen it.
Cass Monet is your drag name. If someday you decide to do drag, because you know, that is a part of my life. It's like, it's one of my little joys. So I figured, oh yeah, that was it. We were joking. I was like, if you were making me do a solace work, I was going to make you do something too.
Yeah, you threw it back on me. I was like, wait a second, I'm here to give the instructions, and then you're like, I was like, okay, all right. So Cass is my wife, Cassandra.
Yes.
And so you quickly identified what my drag name would be.
Usually it's like your first pet and the street you lived on, but you didn't have a pet.
Correct.
And then I remember your wife's name was Cass. And then because of money, like, Cass Money, it just sounds like too much like cash money. But Cass Monet,
it's a little on the nose.
Yeah. Cass Monet is a rich life. That's a rich drag queen.
I love it. Okay. Beautiful. Anything that you want to share that you didn't get a chance to share on the show? Any questions you have for me? I mean, we talk frequently, so it's not like you've been bottling something up, I don't think, but I want to make sure you have that chance.
Like, significantly less scary and easier to navigate and be like, okay, yes, here's how I can make it work. You know, when I was making $30,000, now I'm making 50, like, the language is still the same, but I'm doing it.
You're doing
finally,
it.
Finally, you know, we're here, we're queer, ain't got nothing to fear.
There you go. Well, I'm pumped.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited to see your story go live. You really represent millions of people who want to do the right thing, maybe grew up not really talking about money, not really engaging with money. And you are an amazing example for people that when they take control of their money, they really can start living a rich life fast. That is pretty much all I hoped for when I first started thinking about doing this Netflix show. I met Drew. He was very stressed out by money. He was keeping credit card debt, thousands of dollars of credit card debt, as a secret from his fiance, Mikey. They were soon to be married. And Mikey knew that Drew avoided money. He represents a lot of people who didn't really grow up being taught about money, who work in different jobs. Not everybody works at Google. Drew is a server, and he's acknowledged he likes it, but he needed to change to make more money. Now he's making 50K, and he wants to get out of the industry. And what is amazing in catching up with Drew is that he's made a plan to pay off his debt. He's continued doing it for a year. He's days away from being completely credit card debt free. And my favorite part of all is that he and Mikey are talking now more as partners. That part is incredible. They're creating their money rules together. All that's fantastic. That's where money can really change your life. It's not simply about dollars and cents in a spreadsheet, but it's about how you talk to your partner. If I had to give Drew some constructive feedback, it would be take that same energy that you use to pay off your debt and redirect that to finding that new job. In the same way that your life changed when you went from making 30K to 50K and it gave you so much breathing room and confidence, that same thing will happen when you switch industries and you're able to make more and be respected by the people that you work with and your boss. I think that will be fantastic. The other constructive feedback I would give is to start using the conscious spending plan. I didn't push too hard because it's really up to them. Drew's a great example of everyone going at their own speed. To me, it doesn't matter if debt takes you 6 months to pay off, 2 years, etc. But the fact that he made steady progress is incredible. If you can do that, then you can truly live a rich life. So congratulations, Drew. And for everybody who has seen Drew and the other cast on the show, How to Get Rich is on Netflix now. And thank you for watching here. Now head on over to Netflix and watch the entire show.
Thanks for listening to I Will Teach You to Be Rich. I'm Ramit Sethi. Please follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you haven't read I Will Teach You to Be Rich, my book, pick up a copy. You can get it at any bookstore or any library, and it will show you the specific tactics for how to build the I Will Teach You to Be Rich system into your personal finances.